Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayan, and on Facebook at Rayan.Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, and their success and failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central, and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Listeners, from the start of this coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic in Jamaica, the government have been using the Disaster Risk Management Act to control, mitigate, eliminate the spread of the coronavirus. And they have been doing a lot of things they have been doing, particularly curfew orders, restrictions, imposing limited mobility of people from all walks of life. Well, so we thought. Recently, the government approved one of the staple dancehall event during the summer for the tourism sector, Dream Weekend. The government did not pause or abolish, or for the sake of a better term, lift the Disaster Risk Management Act from being in effect. The government of Jamaica, ladies and gentlemen and listeners, did not approve parties for the small man on the street who wants to keep a party at the shop, maybe to raise money, probably to feed himself and his family, back to school, expense for his children, assist him in purchasing a car, or a lot of persons will keep a party to assist themselves in constructing a house. They did not approve that. The government have a tight lid on funerals over the weekend, which by customs for Jamaica, customary for Jamaican is that weekends are known traditionally for funeral service. That has been banned. Funeral services can only be held during the week within a specific time with a specific amount of persons. And to that extent, you have to just leave from the funeral home straight to the cemetery or the burial site for a few minutes and that's it. They have a lid on wedding. How many persons can attend? How many persons can go to church? How many persons should be in a building at any given point in time? How many persons should be in a taxi at any given point in time? The distance to be kept when you are in the public. This same government, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, approved a party that lasted for at least 5 days, telling the country a bag of banana chips about COVID protocols that will be observed at this particular so-called Dream Weekend party in Negril. And in the same time when that party was being held, the medical officers at the hospital, Savannah Lamar Hospital, public hospital in Westmoreland, were crying out that they have run out of space for persons who are in need of medical assistance, COVID related. This government of Jamaica, under the so-called Disaster Risk Management Act, which has empowered them to implement curfews, to take away the rights of citizens, mobility, forcing people to come off the streets and go into their house at night as if the virus is Nicodemus, as if it only travels by night and cannot be spread by day. A lower party to be held with a capacity of over 3,000 people who were not wearing masks. How under God, heaven, for the love of Jesus Christ, can you expect patrons to go to a dancehall party where world-renowned dancehall artists like a Beanie Man was performing, and you expect they are going to be wearing their mask? Huh? A party that allows them to consume as much alcohol as possible? Huh? Can they consume alcohol and jump and shout in a mask, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Minister of Health, Mr. Madam Minister of Entertainment and Culture, and the government of Jamaica? How could you? And so what they have done, you know, listeners, is to realize that the majority of Jamaican people are fools. So they just rub salt in the wound by insulting the people's intelligence. Call himself bro God. Rubbish. And it's high time the people of Jamaica rise up against this political injustice that has been meted out to the majority of the people. When you take away people's mobility, there are hundreds of thousands of persons who depend on the street to survive. Legal means I'm talking, no, not illegal, legal means. And you reduce the movement of people, you reduce hours in which people can survive. Then what do you use to plug the gap for however long you are going to have this so-called reduction in hours persons can spend? So it is clear to me, Prime Minister, that it's just a matter of days for you to lock down the country. And he's already hinting that the much-touted reopening of face-to-face school in September will push back to at least 2 weeks for the middle of September. Of course, any common sense person knows that it could happen. You are pushing for school to be reopened when children have not been vaccinated and children have contracted, children have died, and children have been the vector for spreading this virus. They are not being vaccinated, but yet still you want to open the education system for children to go into the classroom, and at the same time forcing educators and administrators to take the vaccine when it comes under an emergency protocol. An emergency. You can't force people to do that, Mr. Prime Minister. Have you no decency with your government? You have used your powers as Prime Minister, and I guess perhaps your powers in the Parliament, since you have more than 2/3 majority, to institute and instigate and propagate some very unjust, outrageous, unrealistic regulations and rules to control Jamaica. And it is clear to me, Prime Minister, that the only way you can show leadership is to lock down and lock off. It doesn't matter what the crisis in the country is. Your trump card, Prime Minister, or your go-to solution is to lock down. When you're not locking down, you're implementing zones of special operation, or so-so, zone of sleeping operations. Wasting state resources that could have been better utilized in a more effective way. This big hand, big foot, big head, big nose approach can't solve the problem. You can't lock down and lock off. You can't limit mobility and expect you are going to control COVID. It doesn't work. Prime Minister, the science tells us vaccination works. And if you don't ramp up vaccination in terms of making more sites available, ensuring vaccines are available, and then you try to go on a persuasion campaign to get at least 70% of those who are eligible to be inoculated to get the vaccine, then you're going to have a problem. When you lock down, Prime Minister, tight like a sardine tin, The moment you begin to lift some of the restrictions, God knows when, you are going to have a repeat of the same problem you're having now. But it makes no sense. It is hypocritical. It is just downright disgusting and disturbing that you could have limit the restrictions to accommodate a dream weekend party. And the moment the party ended, you closed down the country and that more tightly. What under God heaven are you doing? What are you thinking? What is the Minister of Culture thinking? Is it that only the rich and famous in this country can have it their way as if they're KFC? And then the poor and vulnerable will have to follow your colonial, imperialistic type of leadership. Your dictatorial mentality. And then their agents of the state, the JCF, who persons stand up and speak. What that derogatory... Prime Minister, listen. It is their constitutional right to speak. You can't free people from speaking and you can't stop them from speaking. Eh? So people should be free to speak their mind as long as they don't threaten you or defame your character. Why should police officers running up and down to lock up people and define people under their bed because they use so-called indecent language against the Prime Minister? What stupidity is that? Don't they know the law, the so-called law enforcers? This country needs a turnaround shift. It needs a paradigm shift. Those are my thoughts. Thanks for listening.